The husband's sphere of authority. A wife does not have to choose between God and her husband. Render therefore unto your husband that which is your husband's, and unto God the things that are God's. The authority God gave to your husband is his alone, and God will not interfere and take back to himself that power, even if your husband abuses his power within certain permissible parameters. We will discuss those exceptions directly. But first, know that a husband has authority to tell his wife what to wear, where to go, whom to talk to, how to spend her time, when to speak and when not to, even if he is unreasonable and insensitive. But he does not have the authority to command her to view pornography with him or assist him in the commission of a crime. In the same way, a parent's authority does not extend to the right to command a child to participate in immorality, abortion, or anything that may defile the child's conscience before God or that causes him to violate the just laws of the land. Yet a child must continue to honor the office of father, even if the father is immature and verbally abusive. Wives are to obey an unreasonable and surly husband, unless he were to command his wife to lie to the Holy Ghost as did Ananias, in which case the wife should obey God, not her husband. A husband has the authority to have natural sex with his wife, but he does not have the authority to command her to participate in unnatural anal sex. The wife as well has authority to access her husband's body for sexual gratification. This principle seems obvious and simple enough when stated in theory. There are two sides to this marital coin. On the one side, the wife is to obey her husband in all things, reverencing him, serving him as unto the Lord. On the other side, if he steps outside his sphere of authority and attempts to command her to do the illegal or immoral, she is to obey God or government, as the case may be. Now, if husbands always ruled their homes in holiness and justice, there would be no need for exceptions to obedience. But, of course, that is not the case, nor has it been the case for centuries on end. In truth, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Ecclesiastes 7:20. Yet God, while acknowledging the fact of man's sinfulness, nevertheless commands the wife to reverence and obey her husband in the Lord. The key, then, is for the wife to have the wisdom to know what is within her husband's sphere of authority, the government's sphere of authority, the church's sphere of authority, and God's sphere of authority. A daunting task for the carnal mind. If all wives were inclined by nature to submit to authority, be it God, government, church, or husband, I'm sure that it would all work out smoothly. Wives would cheerfully obey their husbands from day to day, and only in those rare exceptions when a husband commands his wife to do evil would she take the reluctant step of refusing to obey him and violating the laws of God and man. But alas, wives are fallen creatures of Adam and not prone to be balanced or wise. Most Christian divorces are religious. Her religious convictions and narrow-minded insistence drive him to leave her. As a divorcee, she maintains the image of the persecuted and abused victim, but in many cases it was her standards that created the rift that led to divorce. The devil laughs, the children cry, and the church's single class grows. Isn't it ironic that the teaching of Christ should be blamed for a woman disobeying and dishonoring her husband? God does not override man's authority when he uses it unjustly.